Did you experience any actual air raids?
Yes.
You heard
sirens? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If the siren went and I was between home and school, I would run like mad to get to whichever one. I didn't go into the air raid shelter. I wanted to be safe, I suppose. I wanted to be with the people I knew, and that would be mum, you know, it would be home, yeah, or it would be school. I can remember the night that the bombs dropped on Orchard Road, which wiped out a couple of houses and killed a family. I can remember that when the siren went, my mother said, come get into bed with us. And I went into her bed. Dad was out doing ARP duty. And we heard the bomb actually whistle overhead, and she just pushed me under the bedclothes. I mean, what good that was going to do, I don't know, but she did. And again, worried because Dad was out doing ARP duty, but, you know, they were safe. And there were other instances, a lot during the day. There were dogfights. And I always used to stand in the front garden and watch these planes, which is crazy when you think about it. Mm-hmm. But we certainly were aware of those.
Did you have to practice air raid drills?
Yes, we did. Yes, yeah. Yes, you practiced when sirens went. You practiced at junior school. As I say, we went across to the playground, but there was one instance when we were told to get under the desk because you could hear the fighting going on overhead, and we all got underneath the desk, but the teacher still sat at the front of class on her high seat, and we carried on singing. You know, it was trying to keep an air of normality, I think. Mm. They remained very calm and just kept us calm as well.